Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, Dr. D. I have been having technical difficulties tonight, big time. But you know what? It's all good. It's all good. Obviously, somebody does not want me to hear, or somebody does not want you guys to hear what I have to say tonight. But I'm here. Everything, it took me at least 10 minutes to get through. But that's all behind us, and I'm just thanking God that I was able to get through and you guys are here. So that makes all the difference in the world. I just thank God for this awesome day. You know, even though it's been kind of rainy, I think we've got like a little monsoon going on here. But you know what? I just thank and praise God for the word of God that says, the steadfast of mind, you will keep in perfect peace because he trusts in you. God will keep you in perfect peace. I was sitting here just trying my best to get on, My phone would not let me in. The password kept saying it's the wrong password. I tried to get on. I really need to have my beautiful, sweet computer set, though. You know me. I don't believe in speak. It's not positive. You know, stuff happens. Who said that? Forrest Gump. Somebody. You know, stuff happens. Still, my have a beautiful new computer that has all my needs. So that's what I'm speaking, and that's all that I'm speaking. So, without further ado, welcome everybody to Here's Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. D. It's been an awesome day. It's an awesome evening. I am just so appreciative that you guys are here this evening with me and tuning in. You know what? I am just so enthralled over this new venture, this that friend of mine so lovingly introduced me to the Ganoderma coffee. I am just so in teas and mochas and lattes and green tea. Oh, they have a green tea that is out of this world. This green tea is organic. It is 100% organic. And from what I understand, I went to a jazz coffee house this past week to learn more about these products. But this is an organic green tea with 100% certified. And, you know, I always loved the organic, Ganoderma lucidum. And it's known also as the reishi mushroom. It is known as the king of earth. And that mushroom, it's a beautiful mushroom, and it is absolutely powerful. I mean, for lack of a better word, it is powerful, it is awesome, it is bodacious, it is, listen, the compounds found in the reishi have been classified as host defensive potentators. Now, these they're called HDPs, potentators. These enhance the ability of our immune system to protect itself. I mean, isn't that really what we want? It is so awesome. And to think that this company, Ganoderma, OrganoGold, infused this powerful mushroom with something that over 255 million people just in North America alone drink on a daily basis, either coffee or tea. Coffee is the second largest trade commodity on Wall Street, and it's second only to oil. I mean, is that awesome or what? Coffee is the world's most consumed drink next to water. And North Americans consume about a half billion cups of coffee a day, and that's more than 80% of North Americans over the age of 18 drink. Why do you think Starbucks and McDonald's and Tim Hortons, it's just doing it up. And even now, what's the sandwich place where you can get the footlongs? I can't think of it right now. But they've even come out with a breakfast line, and they're serving coffee. I mean, it's just amazing. And there's millions of people paying up to $4 a cup for a cup of coffee, and many of them drink 3 to 5 cups of coffee a day. It's people going to Starbucks 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. Can you believe that? I mean, it's just so amazing to me. But what's even more amazing is that this company has found a way to take one of the most powerful herbs in the world, the Ganoderma lucidum, the reishi mushroom, and infuse it with coffee. Not only do you get the benefits of the Gano, but it also reduces the harmful effects of the coffee. Did you know that one cup of coffee, regular coffee, will require you to drink 17 glasses of water just to neutralize your system's acidity? Regular coffee. I'm not talking about this coffee. I'm talking about the regular coffee. Did you know that regular coffee raises the blood pressure? It causes anxiety. That's why I have always said, I've never been what's called like a avid coffee drinker every day. Once in a while, I wanted me a good cup of coffee. Listen, this is amazing. This coffee is so awesome. Regular coffee throws your blood sugar levels off. It dehydrates the body. But you know what? What if you could enjoy the good, rich taste of coffee without any of those negative aspects associated with it? How is it possible? That's what you might be asking yourself. How is it? Just because they take some Ganoderma, some reishi mushroom, and put it with some coffee, how is that changing the, well, it does. It's because this little reishi mushroom, you know, the Chinese have been using this mushroom for thousands of years. In fact, that's where the term king of herb came from. It came known from the Chinese. But what it does is, like I said, it helps to support your body's own healing capacity. It supports it, just like the herbs we take, just like the other herbs that we take, the valerian and the astragalus, the elderberry. It does the exact same thing. It supports the body's own healing capacity. Now let me help you understand something. You know, on Here's to Your Health, we do not get into saying nothing that anything cures anything. And we know that the FDA is listening. They're tightly monitoring. And they are tightly monitoring this coffee because let me tell you, there has been some amazing testimonies with people drinking these products, the coffee and the green tea and the mocha, the latte and the hot chocolate. I'm telling you, there has been some renowned worldwide testimonies as to how the body is healing itself, how this gas is supporting the body's own ability to heal itself. And you know what's so awesome about this? I'm seeing young people, getting in business for themselves and doing, I'm telling you, I met acknowledging myself, getting more information on this product was amazing. I was just so happy. I'm like, yes, I got to make a telephone call to my son because let's face it, there's just going to drink their coffee and they're going to drink their tea. I'm a tea drinker. I love my green tea. To think a pack of green tea, I can get 4 cups of this one sachet of green tea. It totally just makes me happy. It really, listen, let me tell you something. I listened to a lady by the name of, what was her name? Mary Ann. And Mary Ann was sharing, she's out of Canada, she's a holistic health practitioner out of Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. And she said that it's a love affair between the body and the Ganoderma. She said, because as soon as it's consumed, as soon as these products are consumed, the Ganoderma loves the body, and the body loves the Ganoderma. What other herb do that sound like to you that I talk about all the time? Yes, the astragalus. I mean, this product is so, it's so phenomenal. You got to Google Ganoderma, benefits of Ganoderma, and it will thoroughly enthrall you. I stayed up so late one night because I've always loved the mushroom, and I always love that. But I found out some things about that reishi mushroom that just totally just, it just makes me happy to know that there's another herb that God has put on the face of the earth that now man has taken it and fused it with something that that consumers drink every single day, and it makes it better, and it causes the body to get in surge, so that it'll what it does. What do we say about the body? The body will heal itself, right? Absolutely. It will heal itself if you give it what it needs in order for it to do it. Now, GanoGold has found a way to infuse premium coffee, I mean gourmet coffee, with the reishi mushroom. And like I said, they also have a great green tea, a red tea, a hot chocolate, a mocha, a iced tea. And check this out. For you people that love the smell of brewed coffee in the morning, so have a brewed coffee. And it's all infused at mighty Ganoderma. And you know what? The taste is phenomenal. My problem with regular coffee was that I had to drink it like way, way, way early in the morning. And then sometimes I would get some jittery thing going on. You know what I'm saying? But with this, it is so amazing because my energy level, you know, I'm high energy. My energy level was just free-flowing all day long. A good, comfortable, day-long, rhythmic energy. Not no highs and lows and nervous, jittery. None of that. I am impressed. I am impressed. Listen, to find out more about it, go to my website, www.4goodhealth.info. Click on coffee, teas, etc. And, I mean, do some research. Go to my website and do some research on this product. It's wonderful. And the that a lot of young people, I talked to a young man by the name of Josh. Josh, I hope you're on tonight because this young man really, I mean, he is really amazing. He's a single parent that's raising his child, and he lost his brother to a death. And he's raising his child. He said, you know what? I want to work for myself. I don't want to have to come home and undo all the things that's been a child. So I raise my own child. He's doing great things. And just other young people that's really doing some great things with not only this business, with other businesses. But I figured, listen, if you're going to be around people that's drinking tea, coffee, in fact, who was it? I think it was Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett said, things that you like to do should be a hobby, but things that the world does should be a business. The world is drinking coffee. I have a way to say, listen, if you're going to drink coffee, let me introduce a healthy coffee. For those of you listening tonight and you might want to try this call, just shoot me a boy11@yahoo.com or you know, give me a call and I will get you a sample of this coffee or tea or hot chocolate or mocha or latte or red tea. I'll get you a sample. You got to try it. You got it. And if whatever I offer to the public, it's got to be legit. It's got to be healthy. And my research, and I've done my research. And listen, let me tell you something. It is amazing. Do you or anybody you know drink coffee or tea? At least occasionally. That's all I ask. Do you drink your coffee? Black or with cream and sugar? What's your favorite brand? When was the last time drink Starbucks or whoever it is? When is the last time you do a check drinking or recommending their coffee? And you see, that's what I'm talking about. Check it out for yourself. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to give me a call. Don't hesitate, 734-1540. I love to talk to you about it because I have done my due diligence. And some nights I have to make my because I'm checking out thoroughly. And like I said, we can't talk about claims because the FDA is on anybody natural that's talking about anything that can heal or we know here we don't say that. We know on Here's to Your Health. We never anything can cure anything. We body to return to synergy that it can do what it does. And that's so much for that. I had to share because sharing is caring. You know what I'm saying? So check it out for yourself. Like I said, go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth, and click on coffee and teas, etc. And just check it out. It's amazing. So, and if you want to know more, just contact me. Tonight I've had calls from different people saying they're with science because the humidity is so high. We've had a lot of rain and the humidity. And so, I have even been dealing with some sinus today. Well, I just lightly, you know, I've been doing some reflexology on myself. I just took my foot and your second toe. The second toe to the big toe, right up under the bottom of that little cushy part, you know, that little ball right up under your second toe, just massage that. And if you have an essential oil, that'll help too. If you've got something like peppermint or if you've got a herb extract, that'll help too. Put a little peppermint on your finger and just gently massage that second toe, the ball of that second toe, and you will instantly feel the sinus passage start to clear out. It's just amazing. According to Fitzgerald of Zone, the whole body can be divided into like zones or energy channels, and they body. And when you determine which part of the body is affected, there's what's called reflex points in your head. And any part of your body can be stimulated by working on the reflex area of foot, that same zone. For sinuses, it's the second. It's also the reflex. The sinus, the head, and the brain is that little ball on the second toe, right up under the ball up on the second toe. That is the reflex point for that. For your eyes, it's that little spot right up under for your eyes and your ears. Little spot right up under your baby toe, and it extends from the baby toe and it runs across that ball of your foot over to the second toe. That's the area, that's the reflex point for that, for your eye and your ear. For your arm, it's that little spot, that little fatty spot right up under your baby toe. So, you can find so many things. One thing I really love about the internet, that you can find such a plethora of information on the internet. Go to the internet and Google reflexology or reflex points, and you will be surprised what you come up with. I just wanted to share that with you because I've had so many people asking about what's good for sinus. We know the neti pod. We know that you can take good Himalayan salt and put it in a little. This is when I was just using distilled water, in a little distilled water, and clean out the sinus passage. It's a good thing to blow your nose, like when you first get up in the morning and before you go to bed. Keep passages nice and clear. You can also take a little peppermint oil, or peppermint, the herb essential oil peppermint, and run it around the bridge of the nose and that bone right up under your eye. Don't get it too close to the eye. It will burn like if you get it. But run it right along the bridge of your nose, right down to the nostril, and around that bridge of your nose, up and massage a little bit in your temple, and right in the middle of your forehead, that third eye area, right there. And just because it will do the job. There's evidence for people that want to lose weight, but you're not sleeping. There's some evidence that more sleep helps to shed those pounds. Getting more Z's is not usually with, but growing nuts. I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm back again. I just lost everything, all signals and everything, but we're back again. So, like I was saying, it's really important to get weight, get your sleep if you're trying to release weight. And the latest results from this study was presented in the 2012 annual meeting of the Social for the Study of Longevity Behavior. And it points out that sleep behavior influences body weight by affecting not only how many calories you consume, but also how much energy you expend. And when researchers investigated the effect of short-term sleep deprivation on hunger, physical activity, and energy levels, they discovered that insufficient sleep increases the participants' sensation of hunger by raising the level of the hormone, which is associated with hunger, called ghrelin. And the less sleep a person had, the hungrier they felt. And you know that's true. Have you ever been up late at night? You just want to munch. You want something to munch on. And the later you stay up, the more you will find to munch on. So I have to really say that this is true. I mean, just from my own personal opinion, because I notice if there's something, it's rare for me to stay up late at night. But if there's something going on, like if there's a show or something coming on that they have some really good shows on public service TV sometime late at night. And if I want to stay up to watch it, I know the later I'm up, the more I'm thinking about things. Oh, what can I eat? Maybe pop a little air pop popcorn or something, you know? So I have to say that this is true. The less sleep a person had, the hungrier they felt. But not only that, check this out. After only one night of disrupted sleep, the volunteers moved around less and they burned off fewer calories in their resting state than their counterparts that enjoyed a good night's sleep. Yes, you also burn calories while you're resting, in a resting state when you're asleep. But if you're sleep deprived, you don't burn as many calories in a resting state as you do when you get a good night's sleep. So get your sleep, get your sleep, get your sleep, because it's so very important. I know you guys are drinking your water. We had a little meeting about a week or so ago, and we were talking about how much water a person drinks. And you'd be surprised some of the answers that came that I heard. Some people don't drink water. Can you believe that? I had one young lady to tell me that she never drinks water. And I said, are you serious? And she said, yes, I'm very serious. I never drink water. And I said, well, why don't you drink water? And she said, I don't like the taste of it. And I said, it really doesn't have a taste. She said, that's what I don't like. I said, well, have you ever tried, like, you know, slicing some lemons or some oranges or putting some fruit in it or something like that? She said, no, not really, but I just don't like the taste of it. And I said, babe, if you only knew how important water is to you. And as she was talking, and I was looking at her, and I was doing some assessing, because I noticed that she had a really good case of acne going on. And, you know, that's a sign that something on the inside is not getting through to the outside. That's the skin yelling for help. So I'm thinking, wait a minute. I had to make it a point to make sure before we parted company that she would make a commitment to herself to start drinking some water. So I did some things. I said, well, let me be your person of accountability. It's worth it, you know. And she said, well, what does that mean? I said, that just simply means that when you drink your water like you're supposed to, let's just start. Now, wait, here's a person that's not drinking any water at all. So do you think I want to start by telling her, okay, I want you to start drinking half your body weight in water every day? And she's going to say, what? Yeah, right, you know. So I told her, I said, what I want you to do, I want you to just commit to drinking 2 8-ounce glasses of water a day. But also some of the pop that she was drinking, I said, and I want you to, she said, I think she said she drank about 4 to 5 pops a day. I said, and I want you to consider giving up one pop and drink 2 glasses of water. And she said, I don't know if I can do that. And I said, well, let me help you. Give me a call and we'll strategize it. We'll come up with some ways that it'll be easy for you. And I just thought that, see, we were around other people, and I didn't want to tell her that, you know, her acne, the condition with her acne. But I just knew that if I got her to myself and I had a chance to consult with her, to let her know, this is what, how do you feel about, because I could actually tell that this acne situation was really interfering with her self-confidence. And I could tell by the way she was talking to me, and she wouldn't look me in the eyes too much. And, you know, so I said, all I need is a chance to be alone with this young woman, to let her know some of the things that's going on, and also to ask her about what is your bowel movements like. Because with her drinking no water and all this acid pop, I just knew she was probably shooting out pellets. So it's so important. Healthy skin is one of the benefactors of drinking water. Those of you who have wasted plenty of time and money in expensive cosmetics, you'll be quite surprised to hear that drinking enough water throughout the day is just as sufficient as having natural glowing skin. I mean, and for long-term skin benefits, all you have to do is just keep drinking water regularly. And these are some of the things that I wanted to convey to her. You know, your heart, a healthy heart, pleads for water. It pleads for water. We've talked about, you know, drinking plenty of water and how to keep your heart healthy, but a study done at the University of California involving, I think it was like 20,000 healthy men and women, and they ranged in the age from like 38 to 100 years old, came up with the results that those who drank enough water throughout the day had a 41% in women and a 54% in men less likely chance of having a heart attack. Water, it's no joke. Drinking enough water is not a joke. And like I said, if you're drinking coffee and just regular coffee, you need to replace that with like 17 glasses of water just to keep your blood from not being as acidic. 17 glasses of water is what's needed to neutralize your system from acidity. So it's such an awesome thing to give your body. And listen, a lot of times when you feel hungry, drink water first. Take you a nice glass of water first and drink water first. You find out that a lot of times you're not hungry. We have that what's called hand and mouth reaction. And if you're watching television and you see people eating, you'll want to eat. But try drinking a glass of water and see, doesn't it make a big difference? Pain relief. Are you having pain? Water is said to help people with joint pain. When the body is properly hydrated, then muscles are more elastic, and it gets less strain, which in return prevents joint pain. So try drinking more water. We've got to begin to drink. Water is so important for removing toxins, and this is what I want her to know. Once we start getting some good things, good foods in you, and do away with some of that acid pop, you got to drink more water, because then the body starts stirring up these toxins, and water removes the toxins from the body, and it keeps it nice and clean. So water is a cleaning tool for the body. And we got to know that metabolism, it works. It improves our metabolism, which is another reason why it helps you with weight loss. If you want to release weight, you've got to drink water. These and other foods help to boost your metabolism, like probiotics, for example. Probiotics are awesome. They help. Did you know that the majority of our intestines, of our immune system is in our gut? It is in our gut. And if you want, that's why it's so important, I should say, to make certain that you maintain a healthy balance of good gut bacteria. Water is one way to do that. And of course, crucifix vegetables are another. But if we have got our body, every part of our body is water. The bones, the kidney, the liver, the skin, the brain. So why in the world would we want to deprive ourselves? And speaking of kidney, the kidney requires enough water to keep filtering the liquid waste from our body. And a lack of water results in a lot of problems because the liquid in the kidney needs to be diluted before removing the toxins. So it's so important to drink good water. I can't stress that enough because the more I meet people like this young lady that says, I don't drink water because I don't like the taste, I see that we cannot talk about water too much. Drinking an ample amount of water every day helps to keep your bladder and your colon clean. And when it does that, that's keeping away what? Cancer. Yes. So let me just encourage you, drink plenty of water. Headache. Sometimes if you notice you have a headache. Now, don't get me wrong, there could be a lot of reasons for having a headache. But some of the common reasons is dehydration. Drinking enough water throughout the day can help keep headaches at bay. And also, if you get a headache, drink some water before you run and take something or do something. I mean, even if it's herbal, before you run to the willow or something like that, don't always run. We don't want to use herbs like we do pharmaceuticals. Get a glass of water and drink you a glass of water. You will be surprised sometimes just how much that headache will dissipate. Sometimes during the day, if your energy level kind of like plummets, then get you a glass of water. A lot of times the reason that happens is because you're dehydrated. I noticed that. If I'm on the track and I happen to run out all of my water, drink my water up. By the time I get home and I can get some water, that's the only thing on my mind. I'll be like, oh my goodness, ooh, I can't wait until I get to some water. And sometimes I'll fill me up one of those bell jars. That's my mode of drinking. The bell jars. I like the 32-ounce bell jars for canning, and I'll just take me one of those and I'll fill it up and I'll just drink it completely down. So make sure you're getting enough. If you're constipated and you notice that you're constipated a lot, what's the first thing you think I would suggest? Water. Water along with foods, and foods that are high in roughage, like salad. You know, that helps to keep the colon open. And several diseases like gastritis and heartburn can be kept at bay if you just drink enough water. Heartburn, diluted, it's the gastric acid, the acid in the stomach. Sometimes we just don't realize, and we'll run and get things like these Tums and all this stuff. We don't need that. All we need is some good water. Did you know that water helps your body temperature? Water helps to control your body temperature. I tell a lot of women sometimes when you're going through hot flash, drink you a nice glass of water. Drink you a cold glass of water, not a pop, not an iced tea, you know, not this Arizona iced tea. You're doing nothing but compounding the problem, putting sugar on top of a hormonal imbalance. So drink you some water. Water is preferred over any other liquid because our body absorbs water much better than anything else. Athletes, don't reach for the Gatorade. Reach for the water. Put you a little lemon in some water. you'd be surprised. If there's anybody that has anything they'd like to share tonight, what's some of some of the things that you found that just drinking a little bit more water helps you with? You want to share it with us tonight? We got about 3 minutes. If you do, just press number one on your telephone keypad. Be sure to go to my website. Be sure to check out that Ganoderma and the OrganoGold. I'm telling you guys, it's just so phenomenal. I didn't even get into half of the things that Ganoderma is good for. It's an analgesic. It helps to relieve the body of pain, and I can go on and on and on, but I don't want to do that because I want you to check it out for yourself. That's the thought behind Here's to Your Health, sharing information so you can look into it. And like I said, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to give me a call. Do not hesitate to give me a call. If you have any questions, if you'd like to try it, let me know. Give me a call. And I'd be more than happy to shoot you a sachet of it so you can see for yourself what's got me so happy. I've got a smile on my face. Because, see, I have clients that have told me, Dr. D, I'm not going to give up my coffee. I mean, what am I going to say? You know, I tell them, okay, well, listen, did you know for every cup of coffee you drink, you got to drink at least 17 glasses of water? Well, I'll try. I ain't going to promise. You know, I love people being for real. I ain't going to promise I'm drinking no 17. I'll do the best I can. I'll be running to the bathroom all day and night. I'll say, that's the point. So why drink the coffee? Well, I just got to have me at least a couple of cups of coffee a day. So, listen. Check it out for yourself. Go to www.4yourgoodhealth.info. Click on coffee, tea, et cetera, and check it out. And come on back next week. We'll do it again next week. I'm not going to tell you who my guest is going to be. I'm just going to, you know, I like to surprise you. And then, too, I found in time past when I say, okay, my guest is going to be this person or that person, if something happens, then, you know, I say, well, you know, so I'm just going to say, come on back next week and see who my guest is going to be. Maybe my guest is going to be you coming from the 734 area code, or maybe it'll be you coming from the 216 area code. Who knows? But come on back. Thanks for being with me tonight, guys. I really appreciate it. And go to sleep. Go to bed and go to sleep, okay? God bless you. I love you. Good night. I don't even know if my music's going to play. I am just... Thank you, Lord, for my wonderful new computer. Oh, yes.